In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. And let me be the first to wish you, John, a happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And the other person who will be wishing us a happy Hanukkah, joining us for our special salute to all things Hanukkah and latkes and brisket and all of those accompanying holiday themes, is a brewer who has this wild assortment of brews that target the Jewish holiday market. It's a pretty incredible story, and we want to welcome him to the KSRO Good Hour, and that is Jeremy Cowan. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, you have a voice made for radio.
I know.
I think they said I have a face made for radio.
Well, when did you start Schmaltz Brewing?
So I started Schmaltz Brewing and Hebrew Beer in 1996. I'm from Northern California, grew up in Menlo Park and went to Stanford and was living in San Francisco in the mid-90s. And I started the company as a complete experiment, just a little whim to make the first and only Jewish celebration beer for Hanukkah of 1996. And managed to expand Hebrew around the Bay Area for about 7 years, brewing in Northern California, first in Cupertino, and secondly, for most of that time, with Anderson Valley up in Boonville. It was a good run in the Bay Area and got my start there for many, many years.
So what makes it appropriate for the Jewish holidays? I mean, what was in your mind?
So I've always tried to do a few things at the same time. I mean, our mission and vision and statement, and I called it the three pillars of Schmaltz Brewing Company, has always been quality, community, and shtick. So we try to do all three of those simultaneously. The quality of the beer has always been as high as I possibly could get it. Great ingredients, all malt brewing, tons of wonderful hops, Pacific Northwest hops as well as European hops. The recipes always tie in to some bit of Jewish history or cooking or a punchline from Mel Brooks or Lenny Bruce. And this year, the Hanukkah beer is perfectly aligned. It's 8 malts, 8 hops, and 8% for the 8 nights of Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. And this year, it is a chocolate strong ale, so much in the line of Gelt. Those gold coins that are going to be popular this time of year. The chocolate strong ale is more of a dry chocolate, baker's chocolate, just a lovely, almost Godiva vibe to it. But it's a really fantastic base beer, too.
We're looking at this now. The Hanukkah Pass the Beer I hold in my hands. 8 malts, 8 hops, 8% alcohol. And, of course, that wicked sense of humor on the top of the beer, no Gelt, no glory. Which do you write all your own material?
So most of it's funny because this product is a melange, if you will, of great shtick from many sources. So the Hanukkah Pass the Beer was from a couple of friends of mine, a couple of ad agency guys, young guys working in San Francisco, David and Ian, who came up with a series of slogans for Hebrew and emailed them to me out of the blue many years ago while I was still living in the Mission District. And that was where it was Hanukkah. You know, so many people mispronounce Hanukkah, and so many people don't spell Hanukkah correctly, and there's honestly so many different ways to spell it. It doesn't really matter. So that's a bit of the shtick, is no matter how you spell it, this is still the first and the only, definitely the most award-winning, and I think the highest quality Hanukkah beer on the market right now.
I like what you wrote on the beer. It says, "Come on, Bubby, light my fire."
Yeah, so that was my art director, Matt, my longtime Gentile partner who loves Jewish shtick and is a big fan of Beastie Boys and Mel Brooks, and has gone through this as my art director since 2003. He wrote that line. And then the No Guilt, No Glory, we got to give props to Eric is the owner and founder of Major League Dreidel, which is, of course, as you guys well know, the largest dreidel competition in the country. And this time of year, he busts out his invention called the Spinagogue. And he has Spinagogue parties and Major League Dreidel tournaments all over the country. He's having one in Austin. I think it's today, actually. So people come up with fake names. They often don garb for appropriate for the season. And he's done an amazing job. So we've been working with him for years and years, having Spinagogue parties and Major League Dreidel tie-ins. And his slogan is No Guilt, No Glory.
I noticed on all the cans and bottles, it says kosher certified and rabbi approved. So you got the kosher certification.
I've been working for years. Right before I started, Rabbi Lisbon in L.A. started Kosher Supervision of America, and we were, I think, one of his first brewery customers, and they've done a great job for us over the years. We've been kosher certified for 21 and a half of the 22 years I've been in business, and continue to be. They come up, check through the ingredients, the brewing process, the conditions at the brewery, usually send them home with a little couple of samples along the way. And it's been a very, very long and productive relationship. It's important. You know, a lot of people don't really need beer to be kosher necessarily, but once you start adding flavors or fruit, barrel aging, a lot of the new techniques for amazing craft beer that we've been using, people want to know. And so it's important. We want everybody to be confident they can bring it to parties or take it to festivals or put it in their own celebrations. So we do have it kosher certified.
Couple other beers I'm looking at is the Jubilation 22nd Anniversary Dark Ale, and then I'm looking at this one. We never got around to trying this one, and I didn't even know there was a National Pastrami Day until I got you've got a pastrami pilsner brewed with kosher salt, cracked black pepper, mustard seed, ground caraway seed, natural horseradish flavors and spices.
Yeah, it's awesome. Some friends of mine own a beer bar chain in a small chain in six locations up here in New York, Philly, and New Haven. And they came to us. We've been working with them for years, had a lot of our anniversary parties there, and they were looking for a custom collaboration and came to us and said, what should we make? And, you know, with the New York shtick, it was obvious we should be doing a pastrami beer, the only beer style not a double IPA right now that everybody's clamoring for. As you can see in the market, all the pastrami beers are just taking over, bigger than pumpkin beer in certain markets. We did pastrami beer, the first and only, still the only pastrami beer in the country, and we loved it. We did it 2 years ago. It was a big hit. Definitely not a crowd pleaser. It was a crowd separator. Half the people thought it sounded absolutely horrible, disgusting, didn't want to try it. Or if they did, they were overwhelmed and freaked out. And half the people were absolutely enthralled, desperate for more, and wanted more horseradish. So it was really fun. And I adore that beer. We use that beer to make, we call them Bloody Rubens at our tasting room in Clifton Park, New York, as well as at our tasting room in Troy, New York, in upstate. And it's basically a Bloody Mary with a floater of pastrami beer on it, and it is delicious.
For those listeners listening to us on the East Coast area, do you have a tasting room?
Yeah, we have two. I'm standing in my tasting room in Clifton Park right now, in upstate New York, where we have the brewery. And we just opened a new tasting room in Troy, New York, which is just north of Albany, where I live. And we actually just announced yesterday that we're opening a third tasting room in Saratoga Springs, New York, which is about 15 minutes north of Clifton Park. It's already a wonderful comedy club, and it's a music venue. So it's going to be a really cool new project for us. It's a collaboration with the owner of Comedy Works in Saratoga Springs, Tommy Nicky, and he's going to do a great job. Full kitchen, full bar, amazing music venue, private events, public events, beer festivals, and everyday beer sales to go.
Well, I'm assuming
it'll be a really cool addition.
I'm assuming Jewish inspired food to go along with this.
Yeah, it's funny, we've been talking about it. You know, he's been a comedy club with a restaurant, so I think they did have hummus on the menu. So let's build around that. And so we'll be working towards, you know, matzo ball soup and knish sliders with corned beef and pastrami, and, you know, kind of doing Lower East Side street food meets upstate New York farm to table.
Wow, love that concept. Hanukkah, Pass the Beer, the dark ale brewed with chocolate. That's the latest release. Is that right, Jeremy?
So Hanukkah Beer and Jubilation 22 are just coming out right now. The Jubilation is our anniversary beer, and many people, we became pretty well known for cranking this project up. It started for my 8th anniversary, for the miracle of Hanukkah was called Miraculous Jubilation, but that it was also for the miracle of still having a beer company after 8 years.
Wow, phenomenal.
We got up to 17 malts, 17 hops, and 17% when we moved in here.
Wow.
And that was called Jubilation Reborn for our friends here who came to the new brewery location. So this year, Jubilation 22 is 11 malts, 11 hops, 11% alcohol. And the beauty of this year is for the first time, we put it in 16-ounce cans. And kind of funny that for our 22nd anniversary, we've been in 22-ounce bottles for 22 years. Our first package was Genesis Ale, and that was released in 22-ounce bottles. So this year, for our 22nd anniversary, put it in a 16-ounce can. But as you've seen, we put pictures of the 22-ounce bottle on the 16-ounce can, and it says, "This is not a 22-ounce bottle."
Well, I like what you said underneath the Hanukkah, Pass the Beer. Candles won't be the only thing getting lit this year. So during our break, we've got to turn you loose, but we're going to pop one of these. Which one would you suggest? Should we do the Hanukkah one during our break?
Oh, absolutely. Guys, okay. It's so delicious. It's got a nice roasty chocolate malts. It's got a little bit of hint of coffee and toffee. It's got a little bit of vanilla and dark baker's chocolate. So it's not bitter, but it's not sweet, and it's super balanced and absolutely luscious. It's a wonderful beer for this season.
If we're out here on the West Coast, where can we get these wonderful beers?
Yeah, in Northern California, you can find Schmaltz Brewing Beers and Hebrew at places like Molly Stone, Whole Foods, BevMo. Oh. We've got a new wholesaler that I would definitely want to give a shout-out to, Krissa Imports, that's just in South San Francisco, and they've got a great team that I'm getting to know. They're starting to represent us throughout Northern California, as well as artisanal beers. And my wholesaler, I have a master distributor called Artisanal, and they do some incredible world-class beers, and we've just started working with them as well. So if people are looking for us, they can hit our website at schmaltzbrewing.com. They can hit us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. They can hit Artisanal Brands, Beers and Imports, and they can hit Krissa Imports as well. And eat lots of easy ways to get in touch with us.
Good. Founder and owner Jeremy Cowan, www.schmaltzbrewing. It's S-H-M-A-L-T-Z brewing.com. Go forth and multiply, and have a safe and sane Hanukkah, Jeremy, okay?
Thanks so much, guys. Have a wonderful holiday. Yeah. And l'chaim to all your listeners. I'll look forward to being in touch. Have a great beer season. Okay.
Terrific. Nice talking with you. Jeremy Cowan. A better way I can't think of to toast the Hanukkah season. Coming up next, in the summer, I got wind of a new cookbook, John, that was going to be released, and that featured a lot of East Coast and New York Jewish-style recipes inspired by my favorite television comedy show. The comedy show's in its 8th-time Emmy Award-winning mode, and the lead actress actually just won a Golden Globe for Best Actress in a TV comedy. So here I am, you know, waiting to get the review copies because I saw that the book had recipes for latkes and briskas, and I thought, this would be great tie-in for our Hanukkah latke show. And they said, oh, Steve, it says, dear Steve, the book will be released around October or so. We'll send you a review copy the first week of November. So I'm looking forward to the book. We don't get the book. And so I emailed the publisher saying, hey, we never got our review copies. It's the mid-November. And I receive a reply, and it says, hi, Steve and John. Due to some circumstances beyond our control at this time, we have put a hold on publishing this cookbook. I will let you know if we are able to send it. So, you know, that's pretty cryptic, right? Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. We haven't had this happen.
So in mention what the show was.
Well, we're going to get to that in just a minute. So I went to the author's website, and I contacted the author, and he responded to me, and he's agreed to speak with us about this cookbook, which may never see the light of day. That's coming up next on the Good Food Hour.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork. Choose a wide variety of seafood from Anna's Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Sample and bring home local dairy products like Joe Mattos's delicious St. George cow cheese. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Here's the one you've been waiting for. Macy's Friends and Family. Get an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's card or pass. You'll even get an extra 15% off beauty. Find your favorite brands at our biggest savings, like down coats for her, 40% off. Fine jewelry, 30 to 50% off. Beautiful designer watches, 20% off. And go luxe with 40% off hotel collection bed and bath through December 10th at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Happy homeowners say,
I love my home.
Yet sometimes that's followed by,
but I hate my kitchen.
Fortunately, that can change. Hudson Street Design can help you love every room in your home. Our design experts work with top manufacturers for cabinets, plumbing fixtures, even windows and window coverings that will offer the perfect solution for your kitchen or bathroom.
Oh, did you say bathroom?
Yes. Let us inspire your next project. Start now for 2019 at HudsonStreetDesign.com, the North Bay's premier showroom.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go on paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ish, celebrating our 31st year on the radio. So as I was describing, John, I was so excited about getting this cool cookbook based on, inspired by my favorite television comedy, and the publisher is telling me, well, due to circumstances beyond our control, we're not going to be able to ship it. We don't know. I got in touch with the author. He's agreed to speak with us today, and I went to his website, and he explained why his cookbook is not being released. And on the line with us is Anthony LaDon. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Of course, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
So when I went to your website, do you recall what you have as far as the update? Could you read us the update, what people see when they go to your website?
Yeah, you know, I don't have the update right in front of me, but the essential gist is due to, basically what happened was lawyers did some lawyerly things, and they Amazon Studios sent a letter to my publisher saying, hey, no, you can't publish this book, and now, long story short, I've got a warehouse full of these cookbooks just waiting in limbo, not sure what direction they're headed, whether it's to the recycle bin or the incinerator, or if there's someday. Or
and the, day. And the name of the book is?
The name of the book is Eat Like a Maisel, the unofficial cookbook inspired by The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
which is an Amazon Prime television series that's been wildly popular.
And won all kinds of awards, and it's great.
And it's going to be debuting again. Its new season is starting December 5th, so the timing of the cookbook could not have been better to coincide with the debut of the new season and with Hanukkah. And as you write, what's more marvelous than watching Miriam Maisel take the New York comedy scene by storm, all the great recipes that you included. You developed these recipes yourself, eh?
I did. Yeah, I did. I researched, you know, a lot of the standards. I first went through the TV show, looked at everything that they ate and drank, or even talked about eating and drinking. Anything that was on screen, I wrote down. And then, you know, since it was only one season at the time that I wrote the cookbook, I had to fill it in with what foods would they have eaten or what could have existed in this world and on the tables of these two families. And then I developed recipes for them. And, yeah, that was about it.
So why is the book being held in limbo in this warehouse somewhere? Thousands and thousands of copies. What have you been able to learn about why Amazon suddenly put a cease and desist selling this book?
I have learned almost nothing. Actually, I have learned nothing. This whole thing came about when my father actually sent me an email and said, he forwarded me an email from Amazon saying, hey, Tony, your order has been canceled. We're unable to fulfill this order. Your money's going to be refunded. And then a couple of people started messaging me on Instagram saying, hey, what's the deal? My order's been canceled. I escalated to my editor. She escalated up the food chain internally with Skyhorse Publishing. And it started out, there may have been a concern with the copyright. And then from then on, they tried to negotiate with Amazon Studios, and we were unable to come to a resolution. So that's it. That's the long-winded story of what's happening. And unfortunately, there's not many details that I know about. Otherwise, I would share them.
It's crazy, though, because it seems to me it would be such a nice accompaniment to the series. You know, you'd sell lots of books. Amazon would get lots of promotion.
Yeah, I'm sure Anthony agrees.
And that was that's exactly the intention. Is this series is doing so well? Let's write a great cookbook to accompany that. You know, again, in an unofficial capacity. Mm-hmm. And the timing could not have been better, as you've already mentioned. And then, a week or two, I think it was about 2 weeks before the scheduled release date, those emails started coming in, the cancellations started happening, and they had to freeze all the books in the warehouse.
Wow. So is there any way you can grab a couple of books and send them to us? No, I'm teasing.
I beg him.
I'm teasing. It'll become the most valuable cookbook ever.
I know. There's a bounty. I'd be happy to put a bounty on him if somebody knew where the warehouse was. I could slip a few hundred your way, you know.
Yeah.
Pop a few off the back of the truck.
So you're an amazing, versatile guy, Anthony. You're a stand-up comedian. You do a lot of voiceover work. And you're also a very passionate amateur cook, I learned also. What inspired you to start cooking?
You know, I've always been cooking in my family. Both my parents cooked a lot. My father more kind of Italian inspired food. My mom was everything else. And I kind of took that to heart and have always cooked. I remember cooking for girlfriends' families, you know, to impress them and win them over as I was a teenager and growing up. And then I think it was the French Laundry cookbook by Thomas Keller that really kind of upped my game in the last 10 years or so. I worked my way through that with my wife, and I learned so much about technique and mise en place and how to actually become a better home cook. And that really inspired me to branch out and try new things and new techniques. So, I don't know, it's just the love of being able to transform raw ingredients into something special and celebrate that with other people. That's kind of what keeps me going and keeps me cooking.
So if this one doesn't pan out, so to speak, is there another book that you're going to do or not? Or did you get burned on this one and you're not going to ever do it again?
Oh no! I mean, it was a minor setback. I mean, it was a setback not having this book published, especially after working so hard on it. It's a little bit sad and disappointing, but I'm more focused on what's next. You know, what can I do next? And the answer to that question is, I just started work on another cookbook last week, and the concept behind it is smaller plates, smaller dishes, side dishes, you know, my favorite time when I'm going to a restaurant with family and friends is that time when we're chatting over a drink and a couple of appetizers before the main dish gets there. Because then once the main drops, everybody just goes face down, fork and knife, cutting, and no talking. So I'm working on a cookbook full of side dishes and small plates called Size Matters.
And what, do you have a publisher yet?
I don't. I don't have a publisher yet. My intention is to, you know, cook through and photograph at least 10, 15 recipes and make it into a presentable proposal. If my agent wants to take that out, and I'm sure she will, you know, see if anybody wants it, great. And if they do, we'll move forward. If not, I don't know, I might even just consider self-publishing it just because I think there's a market for people wanting smaller plate side dishes and a little bit of humor in the book, too.
Were you able to appear in any of the episodes of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
I was, actually. So I snuck on, well, they hired me as an extra for one episode in season two, and I think the episode is episode number 5. And it was kind of, I felt like a little bit of a spy, you know, hanging out on set, seeing all these wonderful actors perform their craft. And so, yeah, if assuming they didn't cut the scene or the footage there, I will be appearing just momentarily in episode 5 of season 2.
Okay, well, we're going to look for you. So for now, no brisket, no potato latkes, no hangover mac and cheese, no midges meatloaf, black and white cookies, Parisian cocoa, much more. We're not going to get a chance to look at any of those. Give us any tips on your brisket recipe that our listeners can use, possibly?
Two tips there. Number one is slow and low. I find, you know, I cooked my brisket for 5 hours, 5 or 6 hours, at just a low temp to help break down the tough connective tissue without overly drying the meat. And then the second tip for my brisket was I actually ended up separating out the vegetables and not cooking them for the full 5 or 6 hours just because they break down and turn into mush. I pulled them out a little bit early and then mixed it all together at the final just so you had fully cooked but still texturous, you know, vegetables. They still had some snap to them, and the meat was not overly dried out. So that was my tip for the brisket. Slow and low and separate the veggies.
And any latke tips for our listeners?
Keep them light. That's the only thing. So I sprinkled in about half of the potatoes into a pan. And again, just sprinkling them. I wasn't compressing them down. This is a tip I picked up from Thomas Keller's book. I think it was Ad Hoc or maybe Bouchon. He makes potato pancakes, potato latkes, and just keep them light. Sprinkle them into the pan and cook them, then flip them.
Okay, I have a question to ask you. Is it okay to use frozen hash browns?
You know what? I do all the time. I find them very tasty. So, yeah. I think that's perfectly all right. Yeah.
Okay, we're just out of time, Anthony. I think the watchword for your website should be, you can use this without any is let my cookbook go.
I love that. That is so good.
Okay, you can use it. You don't need to credit me, but let my cookbook out of bondage. For God's sakes, you've got it under lock and key. May cooler heads prevail. And would you please update us if there's any change, any chance? We want to have you back on if this is ever resolved.
Yeah.
Absolutely, guys. I'll keep you updated as to the resolution.
Okay, Anthony. Have a good holiday season, and we want to hear about your new book and have you back on as soon as possible.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. I had a great time chatting with you.
Our pleasure. Happy holidays. Anthony LaDon, author of the possibly never to be published Cook Like the Maisels.
Isn't it crazy?
It's crazy.
It's just crazy. Okay. But what a story.
When we come back, where can you imbibe locally latkes, brisket, and all the fixings to celebrate the Hanukkah season? We'll tell our listeners right after this.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The holiday season is here. There is no better place to help you create that special environment than the Gift Horse in Healdsburg. Hi, I'm Carol, owner of the Gift Horse. I invite you to come see all the beautiful, special things we've added this season.
Hi, I'm Carlene. We have some wonderful holiday gift ideas for you. Lodge, a great selection for that special person in your life. Mention this ad and receive 10% off. Le Creuset, which would make a great gift for anyone, has a house special on the Zen Tea Kettles. Regularly $80, now $59.99.
The Gift Horse is the perfect place to find wonderful linens by April Purnell, elegant tableware, Lennox wine glasses, and colonial candles. And with gifts for your loved ones, we are ready for the holidays. Open every day 9 to 6.
From our door to your door.
We're next to Garraday's Hardware in Hillsburg.
Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
Happy holidays.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
This is Jessica Belcher with PG&E. Storm season is coming, and that could cause power outages in your area. We want you to be prepared and stay safe. Sign up for outage alerts via text, email, or phone at pge.com/beprepared.
National leaders announced George H.W. Bush will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda from Monday evening to Wednesday morning before a funeral service at the National Cathedral. He'll be buried in the grounds of his presidential library in College Station, Texas. ABC's Marcus Morris details from Houston, where the 41st president died Friday.
One of his five children, former President George W. Bush, released a statement saying in part that his father lived 94 remarkable years and that he was a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for.
President Trump says he spoke with George W. Bush and Jeb Bush to express his condolences, calling the 41st president a high-quality man who truly loved his family. Former President Bill Clinton read to ABC News a note Bush left him in the Oval Office when he was sworn in 1993.
Your success is our country's success. I'm rooting hard for you.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Mostly dry weekend after the morning rain passes today. High 55, 53 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight. Low 33, 41 on the shores. Few clouds for Sunday at 56, 55 in Bodega Bay. Bit cloudy then for Monday at 55, 54 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Gardner along with Chef John Esch. Every year for an eternity since our show's been on, we always salute Hanukkah with a little roundup of latkes and briskets. And this year, I can't believe how many opportunities people have to taste and experience Hanukkah and taste the traditional foods of the holiday.
So I was asking you, why this year? What happened?
I think maybe because the Chabad organization has been very active in Sonoma County. They are helping to put on a number of festivals around the county, which we'll tell our listeners about. But I also noticed that the Charles Schulz Museum is also putting on a Hanukkah festival tomorrow, Sunday, December 2nd, which is right here in Santa Rosa. And the person that I was put in contact with is Carol Apple, and Carol is on the line with us to tell us about that festival. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. I'm Steve, and there's Chef John Esch across from me.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Good morning. And for the record, it's Appel.
It's Appel, not Apple.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I should have clarified that before butchering your name.
That's okay. Common mistake. So there you have it.
So you are, I read here, the Jewish concierge for Sonoma County. I had no idea Sonoma County had a Jewish concierge. What is your role and function?
Isn't that a great title? There is no one with my job title.
That's fantastic. And were you elected to that position? Or?
So I've been in the position now 4 years, and what I do is community outreach on behalf of all the Jewish organizations and agencies of Sonoma County. And so on their behalf, I do many pop-up Jewish events in secular public spaces, just like this hands-on Hanukkah family activity. So I'll do things at all in anticipation of the major holidays and go out into supermarkets and do honey tasting in advance of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, where we have honey and celebrate honey and the sweetness of the New Year and with the sweetness of honey. And at Hanukkah, this is now the fourth time that I have partnered with the Charles Schulz Museum in providing a fun Hanukkah crafting celebration in one of the most beautiful places in Santa Rosa.
So what will the kids be doing on Sunday?
So it's a wild two-hour event. It's very busy when you get families with young children between 3 and 9 years old running around in the great hall there. The first hour, they're going to be doing activities like the olive oil infusion, where they make their own collection of spices. They put together their own spices in a little vial of olive oil and take that home to use during Hanukkah. They will make menorahs, and they will make edible dreidels, which is always a popular thing. You take a long pretzel stick and you jab it into a marshmallow and you take decorating frosting and glue, if you will, with the frosting, a chocolate kiss on it, and then decorate it, and it's messy and yummy.
I want to do that.
I know, it's fun. They'll be doing coloring of various, you know, Hanukkah-themed color pages and a dreidel spinning contest and candle making by rolling beeswax around a wick. And another fun thing, really a little more for the adults, is olive oil tasting using a few of the olive oils donated by B.R. Cohen. So there's a few other things. You have background live music. And then in the second hour is an interactive musical performance with this wonderful group called Octo Pretzel. And they have a Hanukkah-themed show, and they'll be performing in the auditorium at the museum, which is fantastic. They can hold about 100, 120 people in the auditorium.
Is there admission fee for this?
A great question. Actually, for families coming to the Hands-On Hanukkah event, it's free. All anybody has to do is come in the doors and say, Hands-On Hanukkah.
Oh my gosh, that's the password. I didn't get why olive oil was such a big thing at the Charles Schulz event. And then I realized that, of course, olive oil and oil itself is the key to Hanukkah, with the importance of the everlasting light and the sustainability of oil. When this oil was just supposed to burn for a day, it burned for 8 days. And I love the tie-in with the olive oil theme.
Yes, it's true. The olive oil has a lot of significance for us, that, after this military victory by the Maccabees, they wanted to rededicate the temple, and they were able to miraculously discover a single cruse of oil. And then the second miracle was that the cruse of oil lasted not just one day, but for 8 days. And so that's an underlying symbolism of the oil, and hence all the fried goodies that you eat during Hanukkah, the latkes, and what we call sufganiyot, which is a Hebrew word for donuts, which is another symbolic food that we eat during the week.
So we want to remind our listeners, parents, grandparents, make a day of it tomorrow. It's 11 a.m. to 1:30 at the Charles Schulz Museum here in Santa Rosa. That's at 2301 Hardy's Lane, Santa Rosa. All these wonderful activities included. They're complimentary. But remember, as Carol told us, what do we need to say when we show up?
Hands on Hanukkah.
Thank you, Carol, for joining us. She is the official Jewish concierge for Sonoma County. Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, thank you, and thank you to your listeners. Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks. Good talking with you. Hey, we'll talk to one of the restaurateurs that is featuring a great Hanukkah celebration in West County, and we'll tell you about more places where you can celebrate Hanukkah with brisket and latkes and other type of traditional Hanukkah foods right after this.
Traffic on the fives, weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Go Local makes it easier than ever to work local, earn local, spend local, and bank local this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Ann Hudson, Senior Vice President at Exchange Bank. As a locally owned and operated bank, we understand the challenges small businesses face. Competing with online or national businesses can be hard. That is why we are encouraging everybody to shop and dine locally this holiday season. A small change in where you spend your money can make a difference to our local economy. Thank you, and from all of us at Exchange Bank, happy holidays.
During this holiday season, let's remember that choosing Go Local doubles our local economic impact. Keeping our dollars spent locally helps keep Sonoma County's economy and community thriving.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Sinyard, the assistant superintendent of the Cotati-Rohnert Park Unified School District. The excitement of the holiday season is here. We want to add to this excitement and let you know that open enrollment is quickly approaching. As families are considering their schooling options, we encourage you to come and visit us. Please call and arrange a tour at one of our sites to see the amazing things our students are doing. Our teachers are passionate about educating our children, and our students are engaged in their learning. We're proud of the wide variety of offerings our students experience at every grade level. They have the opportunity to connect with high-interest studies, including coding and computer science, science and technology, robotics, arts and literature, drama and music, AP courses, and career technical education. We are preparing our students to be college and career ready. Our vision is clear. All students are entitled to a successful education, and our focus is learning. More info at crpusd.org. Happy holidays from the Cotati-Rohnert Park Unified School District. Learning for a lifetime, committed to the future.
Since 1960, the family at Malm Fireplace Center in Santa Rosa has been helping people in Sonoma County with their indoor and outdoor heating needs. But more than ever, during these trying times in our community, Malm is thinking safety first. It's very important for your family to make sure that your gas or pellet stoves are safety checked to make sure everything is operating correctly and efficiently. Visit them at 368 Yolanda Avenue in Santa Rosa or go to malmfireplacecenter.com.
Warren Miller's 69th annual feature film, The Face of Winter, shows this Saturday at 3rd Street Cinema in Santa Rosa. Everyone who attends gets a 2-for-1 weekday lift ticket to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows, plus a free lift ticket to Mount Shasta Ski Park. Buy tickets now at warrenmiller.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So it is our annual salute to Hanukkah. Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And there's a lot of places where you can taste some Hanukkah-style foods in the next few days. Montgomery Village Hanukkah Festival's tomorrow at 4 p.m. The Healdsburg Hanukkah celebration at the Oakville Grocery is coming up also Monday, December 3rd at 5 p.m. There's a Sonoma Plaza Hanukkah celebration Wednesday, December 5th at 5 p.m. All this information can be accessed at www.jewishsonoma.com. But if you're over in Sebastopol, there's a terrific sit-down restaurant menu, Hanukkah-style foods, at a great restaurant over in Sebastopol, which you had a chance to eat at, John, back in June. And manager owner Meek Shelaf is on the phone with us to tell us all about this. Good morning, Meek.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I'm Steve, and there's Chef John Ash across from me.
Oh, excellent to have you. How you doing?
Good.
And this is the Sonoma Wine Shop, La Bodega Kitchen, at 2295 Gravenstein Highway South. It's right there where Highway 116 meets Bloomfield Road, if you're looking to be oriented. So what are you doing for your Hanukkah celebration tomorrow?
So two things that, Steve, we spoke about it, and John knows too. We are not a restaurant. We're a wine club that serves food and wine for small production wineries. So we do all Jewish holidays, or Christian holidays, some of the pagan ones, if they keep most of their clothes on. And this time we're doing Hanukkah, so of course latkes. We're doing several kinds of latkes. Israelis are usually not eating the applesauce, but I know that it's a very long tradition to have latkes with applesauce, so we'll have applesauce. We'll have some Egyptian-style latkes, and of course the traditional potato and onion latkes.
So what is an Egyptian-style?
Oh, so those are made with beans and potatoes.
Oh,
different style, a Sephardic style.
Yeah.
That's a long argument, what a Sephardic style. So Jewish tradition that is known in this area is more like the Eastern European tradition, which is you know, the latkes with the applesauce. Mm-hmm. But there are latkes, or Hanukkah is celebrated in many places around the what we call diaspora, the world, and there are Jews in India, in, of course, Spain, and in Arab countries.
And what else is on the menu besides latkes?
So, yeah, so our chef decided today, tomorrow, not to make the matzo ball soup, because we've been doing matzo ball soup every holiday. We're doing a winter vegetable soup that is Sephardic style. We're doing latkes, of course. We're doing chicken with saffron and honey. There'll be brisket. Long cooked, almost 8 hours cooked, sufganiyot, which are the jelly donuts, the Israeli jelly donuts, or honestly the Viennese jelly donuts, and also what's called compote, which is actually fresh and cooked fruit and preserved fruit cooked like almost like you would cook pears.
Ooh, nice. And are you going to have a reception with latkes and champagne or something like that?
Okay, so we call it Jewish Standard Time, because I know if I invite everybody for 6:30, they'll show up at 6:45, and then it will take a longer time. So I invite everybody for 5:30 Jewish Standard Time, and hopefully we can start by 6:15. That means that for about an hour, everybody's going to eat latkes and drink champagne and be happy.
So can people just come, or do they need to make a reservation?
They needed to make reservations. At this point, I have about 6 seats available, regrettably.
Okay.
So
what's
the best? It is one of...
What's the best way to get tickets for this reservation?
707-827-1832 is our number.
Okay. 827-1832. It starts at 5:30 tomorrow night.
That's correct.
Okay.
So can I ask you, I think it's unique what you're doing there, that you're not a restaurant. You're this wine thing. And do people join? During the rest of the year, apart from this this particular celebration, how does it work?
Okay, so what we started the whole thing about is showcasing small production wineries that usually are either hard to find or even have no tasting room. We're trying to keep the big wineries don't need us, but we're trying to keep these little gems in business. And also we buy all our ingredients from small producers like the Family Farms and Pink Barn Farms. So because we're mainly a wine club, our chef has no restrictions of, oh, this is too expensive, or don't use this. So he gets the liberty to, you know, play with ingredients. Like today we have an Indian-style reception. From India, there's one of our ladies has written a book about her passage to India. And today we're doing Indian food, and tomorrow we're doing Jewish food. And the next day we'll do French food. So he gets to play with a lot of many different ingredients from producers from around the area. And yes, you can join the club if you want, but it's not a requirement. Members get a discount for them and for their friends, and it's kind of a subscription of wine depending on their own palate.
It's a very unique establishment, mm-hmm. the Sonoma Wine Shop and La Bodega Kitchen. If you would like to attend the Hanukkah dinner tomorrow night, that's on Sebastopol on Gravenstein Highway South, you need to call. There's about six spots remaining. The number is 707-827-1832, and you'll get to meet Mick Shelleff herself. She is obviously a ball of fire. We want to wish you a happy Hanukkah and success at tomorrow night's dinner. Thanks for joining mm-hmm. us today.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thanks so much. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Brett Musburger, and this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Splash, splash, when your car needs a bath.
That's a shiny car, splash, splash.
Most folks treat themselves to a car wash only after a rainy day. But Splash Express will soon have you say, no way, because Splash Express gives you two car washes for the price of one. It's true, only Splash Express has the ultimate rainy day giveaway.
That's a shiny car, splash, splash.
You heard right. If it rains in Santa Rosa within 72 hours of your ultimate express wash at Splash Express, we'll offer you another ultimate wash absolutely free. It's our ultimate rainy day giveaway that will brighten your day, and we're right on your way. So what are you waiting for?
Splash, splash, when your car needs a bath. That's a shiny car, splash.
Splash Express next to Jim Bone Kia on Santa Rosa Avenue, and now on West College, just west of Dutton Avenue.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork. Choose a wide variety of seafood from Anna's Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Sample and bring home local dairy products like Joe Mattis's delicious St. George cow cheese. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Tis the season for fun at Graton Resort and Casino, with so many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays.
This is Michael Auger, president of Amatura Sonoma Media Group. The Pranzini family's been producing some of the most amazing holiday cheer from their Christmas tree farms headquartered in Sonoma County. They have served trees and wreaths to the local community and to the world. And now they're serving generous helpings of the greatest Christmas and holiday music of the season on SantaRadio.fm. Use your computer, iPad, or smartphone and go to SantaRadio.fm. Brought to you by the Pranzini Christmas Tree Farm Family.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, this has been quite a roundup of latke and brisket. Mm-hmm. So one other place you can grab some briskets and latkes and matzo ball soup is Chef Daniel Keaton contacted us, and he owns Backyard Restaurant in Forestville. He'll be doing a Monday night special this Monday of latkes, brisket, and matzo ball soup, and then reopening Thursday to put this on the menu for next week's Hanukkah menu, and that's in Forestville, brisket, latkes, and matzo ball soup. Now, you, my friend, have done quite a lot of work on potato pancakes and scallions yourself.
Yes.
Going back, 1992 is the first time you gave a potato pancake recipe on the air.
That's right, and actually, you helped me refine that.
I did. I did some testing for John,
yes.
And we're going to put the final product that you came up with,
yeah.
that I think ended up in one of your... your books,
it did.
It did. Certainly did.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is for your potato scallion pancake / latkes with vinegared fried eggs.
Yeah.
And that just sent it over the top.
Yeah, it's good.
And, of course, during summer, we used fresh tomato on that, too.
Yeah.
So it's an easy recipe.
It is.
Just
it
need
is.
To follow it.
Yeah.
And don't do like Steve did and tried to substitute things. And do it just like it's written, and it'll be successful. What book did that end?
I think that was in From the Earth to
was
the
Table. Was it
that
one, originally,
yes.
going back to 96
yeah.
or so?
Yeah. yeah.
But it's still good.
Yeah.
And you do anything, I mean, you do it the right way, and that is you spread the potatoes, mm-hmm. you get all the moisture out, you wring it in a kitchen towel, that's really important, you drain off the water, yeah. you add the starch back, add a little bit of salt, some pepper, some garlic, mm-hmm. I think you do some garlic mm-hmm. in there also, a little bit of onion, grated onion. It's not rocket science.
No. And honestly, you can. We were talking earlier in the show. If you don't want to go through all that stuff, you can use frozen hash browns.
And they work just
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, they do.
And you're going to do an experiment. Unfortunately, Chef Jonah Friedman from Friedman's Deli in Los Angeles could not join us today. No. But he's doing an incredible new riff on latkes using a waffle iron. He is baking the potatoes, grating them, putting in a Belgian waffle iron uh-huh. deeply, lightly toasting them in the waffle iron, freezing those waffles, and then deep frying them to order.
Wow.
Taking them where
yeah.
latkes have never been.
Yeah.
And he sends his regrets he couldn't join us today.
Okay, but we have to go down there.
But you've got a waffle iron. You've
yeah.
got to try this.
I do.
Okay. Back next week, and we're going to have, I think, Tim Fish.
We are.
Join us from yeah. Wine Spectator.
Yeah.
To give us some idea of what's happening in the world of wine here.
Yes, and he knows a lot.
He knows a lot. Coming up next, it's At the Table with Clark Wolf, Steve Garner, and Chef John Ash. Thank you for joining us today. Have a great week and a great Hanukkah celebration. We'll talk to you next Saturday. On Crystal Clear.